Today is Friday the 27th of February, in the first week of Lent. The community of Teze sing, Behüte mich Gott. Keep me, God, for I trust in you. You show me the path of life. With you, there is fullness of joy. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, "You shall not murder." And whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or a sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, "You fool," you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him. Or your accuser may hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny.
On a first hearing, you could be forgiven for finding this passage difficult. Do you? If so, ask yourself why. And if not, ask yourself why not. Remember that the scribes and Pharisees were, for the most part, trying to live out God's law as they understood it. But Jesus seems to want to set a higher standard. How do you react to his way of putting things here? Jesus pulls no punches here. He mentions harsh judgment, imprisonment, and the fires of hell. What are the positive values that he is wanting so much to preserve and promote here? As you listen again, try and get some sense of the tone that Jesus is using to make these pronouncements. How does he look as he says these things?
For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, "You shall not murder," and "Whoever murders shall be liable to judgment." But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or a sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, "You fool," you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother or sister and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to court with him. Or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny.
You might, finally, want to speak with Jesus about anything in your life that needs to change as a result of hearing this message. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours. Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.